appreciate how bad it is for you to do it. And then also flyers going back to listen. He knows it's out there. He always knows the publishers, if I may have said that. But it doesn't really occur to him how bad it is. And you can explain to him how, you know, how bad it is, how serious he's doing it. Do you also have to worry about some case that I'm just showing about in the news?
I don't know. I'm just being shy.
What's the second job that you're supposed to go to on Chicago, right? You mean you're worse than you mean you're going to pay us, you mean you're so why are you out there anyway?
I don't know. What do you mean that Chicago is adopted in the college? I don't know.
I mean, it's still going to be sin, I think. So why should you ever have to get something like that?
They look really demons, very demons, and so passionate. Those are people who pass Rosh Hashanah for those fashions of Piyazi Koneko. They didn't pass a Rosh Hashanah, they didn't pass a Zokhan. Pass a Zokhan is on the bottom, the pass a Rosh is on the top. Pass a Zokhan, the Gemara Makkah learns out that it's only an Easter if you do it Hashkasa, if you do it Derech Hashkasa, you shave with a razor. Otherwise, generally assume that the shave with scissors or with powder or something is mutter. What about Pasa Rosh? The Chumash doesn't write Lois Ashkes, Lois Sidalek, Lois Akifu. That's why Tosfos claims that the Easter applies to cut off the Pasa Rosh even if you don't use a razor, even if you use an electric shaver. So if you hold it, a shaver is mutter. It's only mutter on the bottom, it's not mutter on the top. And the Rambam quotes it to Sefta that it's not so, that whatever head that you have in the Pasa Zokhan is also mutter on the Pasa Rosh. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the proper thing is to, even though the Rambam quotes it for Sefta, the proper thing is to be machmer like Tosfos and Nozir. Tosfos has a right from the Gemara Nozir. And then Tosfos says, what about the Tosefta? So they give some kind of a pshat to get out of it. The Tosefta never mentioned. And Shulchan Aruch says we have to be machmer like the Shittas of Tosfos, not to call it the Pasa Rosh, even if you're not using a tar. So where, how far down top does the Pasa Rosh go? Where did the Pasa Zokhan begin? So there's a Mishnah in where else do you have been in the Pasa Rosh? In Pasa Zoh? The Mishnah in the Goyim, eh? What is the saying in the Goyim? That the Mitzvah.
So
I
have a Mishnah in the Leah, both are in Parshas,
sort of.
And
one's
being
the Tayyam,
and
so forth. That's for the Mitzvah, yeah. For the Mitzvah, has to cut everything off. Is it Dinam Nega Harosh and Nega Hazokan? Right. Is it two different Dinam? Nega Harosh, Nega Hazokan are not Mustafim Zenzes. So the Mishnah says, where is the separation point? So the Gemara says, the Lechi Atachon, the jaw, that's the Zokan. And above that, the Lechi Ha'elyon is the Pasa Rosh. And the Mechaber writes in Yeridei that we should be Machmir, even though the Lechi Atachon goes up. The jawbone goes up pretty high, in that point down it should be mutter to cut off to shave off the payas with the lisparayim. The Mechaber says the proper thing is to be machmir until the bottom of the year. It's a chumr. That's how the Imre Yosher writes. The Mechaber is recommending as a chumr because mikra din, the pas hazokhan begins higher up. And then the shayla is what's called the bottom of the year. But the Imre Yosher writes, Imre Yosher was a mer arik. He was a big pesach before the second world war in Galitzin. So he writes in Imre Yosher, he thinks that it doesn't mean to the bottom of the soft part of the year, he thinks that it means to the bottom of the hard part of the year. So that's an inch high. The Chumash has a din, you have to be mechavit ha-mirah ha-chamim, and say the Chokhman, and the Gemara says Zokhin, and the Gemara says Zokhin is Eshepan ha-chokhman. The Chumash continues, V'yareisa me'arakecha, ani Hashem. The Rashi quotes the Gemara, V'yareisa me'arakecha, that you shouldn't make believe that you didn't see the Tanachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach listen to your heart, to tell the truth, whether you really are mezalzel in the first time chacham, or you were really davening and you didn't notice when he came in. But even without the pshat in the Gemara, there seems to be another Gemara in Kiddushin that seems to understand another pshat. If a person will fulfill the mitzvah of Kol Tamid HaChacham, and then the Eresa Me'alakech, this will lead him to have Yirah Shamayim. So the Mechad of Tamid HaChacham is his gula for Yirah Shamayim. It's his gula for Hatzlach and learning also. The Gemara has one opinion. The Gemara has a din that there's a mitzvah of Kovar HaTayr, Kovar Tamid HaChacham is here, and Kovar to the Sefer Torah is learned out from the parsha of Oroi, the Asisa Oroi. I say Badim, and it's not only a din in the Mishkan, the Rambam writes in the Yad HaZokah, that in Hilchos Beis HaKnesis, or in Hilchos Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, he writes that whenever you have a Sefer Torah, you have to have an Aron Kodesh, a special makom in the Yuchos, to put the Sefer Torah, and that's learned out from the Pasuk, Yosisa Aron Atzei Badin. You have to have a makom mukom for the Luchos and for the Sefer Torah. So there's a din of kavod to Amir HaChanim, and a din of kavod to the Sefer Torah. These two together constitute the din of kavod HaTorah. So the din is that kavod HaTorah is a mitzvah, and kavod HaTorah is a mitzvah. What if there's a conflict between the two? The person will be rising a shiur, and the person is not learning well. It's a Talmud is not learning well on that shiur, and there are only two students in the shiur. That's visualized, and the student feels he's not learning well. He wants to go to another rebbe. He wants to go somewhere else where he'll be learning better, but it will be noticeable. See, if someone doesn't attend in the shiur, I don't notice. But if there are only two students in the shiur, then. Or if there's only one student in the shiur and the student would go to some other shiur in the stomach, I would know. Maybe I would notice that. So the question is, what if it's a shtikla bizon to the Rebbe? If the Talmud says he can't learn by this Rebbe, he knows the Rebbe is no good. So the problem is that he's not learning well. The Talmud is not learning well. So what's the din? On the one hand, there's a fear of Kavod HaTorah, not the Mizal's only throat of the Rebbe, and on the other hand, there's a din of Talmud HaTorah. He has to learn. So what do you do when the two mitzvahs are in conflict with each other? So when she comes over to the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he said that it says in the Nefesh HaChaim, because the Rebbe claims that it doesn't say in the Nefesh HaChaim. I don't remember. Got to look in the Nefesh HaChaim. So Rav Chaim says that Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to say, he thought that it was Nefesh HaChaim also, that the Gemara says in Megillah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said the Gemara says in Megillah, the commentary is there for Kavod HaTorah. But the Gemara has a stereo between the two psukim and what position was Moshe Rabbeinu when he was on Harsinai for 40 days and 40 nights. One pasuk says, "Vanerachi Amarit Bahar." Abayim Yom Abayim Vayla. He was standing on Sinai. The other person says, Va'eshe Bahar. Abayim Yom Abayim Vayla. He was sitting. So the Gemara has a spirit. Was he sitting? Was he standing? So the Gemara Megillah has various solutions. In the beginning of Perek, HaKoros HaMegillah Oymeh. The Gemara talks about Kriyas HaTorah Me'umad, Me'ushah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Me'umad, Me'ushah. The Gemara talks about learning Torah, Me'umad, Me'ushah. So the Gemara wants to know, how was Moshe Rabbeinu? Was he learning, standing up or sitting down? So it's a spirit. So one of the several solutions the Gemara gives is that Kashas Me'ushah, and Rakas Meumar, that when he was learning the hard dinim, he sat down. When he learned the easy dinim, he was standing up. What does that Torah mean? But the simple pshat, means, out of Kavod HaTorah, he really should have stood for all of the limit HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah requires you should always stand, all day when you learn Torah. But in the Kavod the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And in the Kavod the Torah. But, if standing up is going to take away from his ability to fully understand the halachas, because the halachas are complicated and they're hard, so then cautious Meusha, when he came to Hagin, then he sat down, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah takes precedence over the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. So this is so, that Talmud Torah is obvious, is there for Kavod HaTorah, so before raising the question, Masech has Kiddush in the first period, so the Talmidim are sitting in the first Medrash learning, and the Rebbe walks in, should the Talmud stand up, because when they stand up, then the Mevatel Torah for a few seconds. Maybe they should just keep on learning, because Talmud Torah is there for Kavod HaTorah. So one opinion of the Gemara is that the mitzvah to stand up, Ahadar Kepen Zalkin, only applies when the person is not learning. So when he's learning and fulfilling the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah would impinge on his ability to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa of Talmud Torah, then there's no mitzvah to stand up. But we don't pass him like that. We pass him that even if he's in the middle of learning, he should still be mevatel a little bit from learning and stand up and thank Kavod HaTorah. Why? I bet Kavod HaTorah is not there for Talmud Torah. So the Gemara seems to imply that the Arisa Me'alokecha, that this is his gula, being Mechabed Talmid HaChamim, this is gula for Yirah Shemayim, which in turn is his gula for Hatzlacha and learning. So the few minutes, the half a minute of different Torah that he's going to have, because he's Mechabed the Rebbe, will be a Hashka'a Kada'ik, will be a valuable investment. He'll invest 1 minute of different Torah for which he will be Matzliach, Pikama, that he will gain in Yirah Shemayim, and really he will gain in his ability to learn Torah. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim, there's a hekesh between the Pasal Zafan and the Pasal Rosh. And since women normally don't have beards, so even if a woman does grow a beard, there's Gotla Daita, it's a bad problem. That's an Ishkin beard. I grow Shuma Baal. So since women don't have the dinner of Sashkos, Piyasik, or Nachar, so therefore there's a hekesh, so they don't have the dinner of Pasal Rosh. So if the woman is really orthodox, she should take a shave off all of her hair when she gets married. It's the meaning that you had in Europe. Yes? Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting for the higher
level. He wouldn't get it. Himself, not a desire to get a broad community. He's doing
it because he's got a problem. Well, here, once that was here, then then he's going to be embarrassed. He's not going to be scared about it. Thank you. Maybe that he puts it on the guy that he has a right to do it. Right. It's not such a good power. I don't know. Glorified in Israel, he's so lame, he's after God, he's told, he's simply here, they asked why. He said because he didn't feel his desire.
I don't know. What if he doesn't go to Shiva because he thinks he can learn better on his own? So he's Mavazi. He's done an Issa to be Mavazi the Rebbe. It's a risk. Is that considered an Issa to be Mavazi the Rebbe because he's doing it the same Lima Nathan? I don't know. The parallel is not 100%. Yeah. He mentioned that the Machlokes is the Rambam and Ramban Kiddushin in the first parak. What do you say that Din of standing up for the Talmud Chacham? Is it out of Kavod HaTorah? Or is it out of Kavod Yirei Shamayim? Some Rishonim hold that the Chiv to stand up for the Talmud Chacham is because you assume that the Talmud Chacham is probably a Yirei Shamayim. You have no barometer to measure people's Yirei Shamayim. You have ways to measure people's ability to learn. You give them a pin. So the guy knows how to learn. So he knows how to learn. So we assume, some Rishonim say, we assume that the one who is a greater Talmud Chacham than the other is probably a greater Yirei Shamayim than the other person. So therefore you have to stand up because he's a Yirei Shamayim. And not that you stand up out of Kavod HaTorah. My Nafkemina, so there are two Nafkeminas. One Nafkemina is what if the other person is a very outstanding Talmud Chacham and you know he's not a Yirei Shamayim. So then you should follow that there's no Chiyuv to stand up. That's part of the Gemara. The Gemara says that when Geneva walked in, Geneva was a big Talmud Chacham. And he walked in, so the Amoraim said they're not going to stand up for him because he's not a medaktik lemitzvah. He's a Baal Machloikis. Even though he knew how to learn apparently better than them, they felt that there's no chiyuv to be mechaber him because he lacks in Yirei Shamayim. That's how Sam Yishan learned the Gemara. But the chiyuv to stand up for the Talmud Chacham is because he assumed that his ability to learn probably made him into a greater Yirei Shamayim. But if you know that it didn't, isn't it? And then you have an Nafkamina in the opposite direction also. Let's say we give the Bechinis, and this guy never passes, but we know that he's a great Yirei Shamayim. So he's a great, very great tzaddik. But it's not a Talmud Chacham. So is there a chiyuv to be mechaber him or not? So the Gemara says in Kiddushin that they were mechaber, a Baal Maisim. Rabbi Cheska, they're mechaber Rabbi Cheska, who was a Baal Maisim, means he was a tzaddik, he was a Chrom Yid, even though he wasn't a Talmud Chacham. So that's the machloikis, the Ran and the Ramban, whether the fact that the Amorom are mechaber Rabbi Cheska, the father of Rami Bar Cheska, was that Midas Hasidus, or was that Mikir Adin? But the whole Midas standing up at the Talmud Chacham is because the assumed Talmud Chacham is a greater Yirei Shamayim than and the Hamonam, but if you and you assume the one who knows how to learn less is less of Yerushma, but if I know there is a Yerushma, then there's a Yerushma, then there's a Yerushma to stand up for him. It's very fundamental machlokes. But the premise is an interesting one. The premise is an interesting one. Everybody agrees that the person who is a greater Talmud Chacham is assumed to be a greater Yerushma. Normally, it should be a function of how much a person is. Mara says, tell me the other day. No, he hears. He hears me the other day. But everything comes from learning Torah, right? Everything comes from learning Torah. Okay, we got to do a little bit to do it to get a little Yirei Shamayim. No. Also learning. We left out a very important Mishnah Berurah, which is not relevant to Ilfaz Jehovah Kapera, but it's relevant to other dinim. There's the whole story about the vinegar, but the vinegar is kosher, okay? There's a machlokes, the Gemara speaks about what bracha one says when he smells the various things. So one of the things is musk. So what is this musk? Fizan. They give me some kind of name, I don't know what it is. So the Rishonim described it as being born migdam shel chaya achas shemiskabed b'tzavor. Some kind of an animal has such a system that it collects a lot of dam in its neck, and then after the animal is dead, this dam dries out, and you take out the blood, and it's mishtana to another thing, and then it has a very pleasant, has a very fragrant aroma. Okay, so that's what they're smelling, and that's what they're saying in Brachan Borei Min HaBesom. So the shaila is this stuff kosher or not? Are you committed? Some people had a practice, the Goyim had a practice, they would mix this into food, not for the purpose of adding flavoring to the food, but to add a smell to the food. So the food should have a fragrant aroma. is it permissible? So it's permissible to smell it, that's for sure. The Shabbos is permissible to mix it into food in order to give the food a fragrant aroma. After all, the stuff came from Dam, and Dam is Treif. So the Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi, Baal HaMor says that Treif is Treif, so you're not allowed to eat it. The Rabbeinu Yoni Pirosh, in Grafa, spoke the whole story. Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi says that it's also Bachilos, it's also to mix in the Gdeir, because it's Dam. The Rabbeinu Yoni says that he thinks that maybe it's Mutter, because it's Nishtana Legamre. And he gives a mashal. What if I have a container of vash, of honey, and a piece of nevela meat falls in, a piece of treif meat falls in, and the honey is so sharp. Is this true? Who knows the chemistry? The honey is so sharp that it's going to cause the meat to change into honey. That's what he says. So everybody knows that the whole honey is kosher. Even that part of the honey that originally started off as nevela and changed into honey is also kosher. So who are the nami over here? If you have the blood that changed into the musk, and it's a shinui legamri, because blood originally has a very bad aroma, and now the whole thing is mishkana legamri, whole chemical change. So here too, it's muta. So the Rosh says, havach avaboy. He gave a mashal to prove this case. Who says that the din by the honey is true? The Rosh writes, who says that if you have meat that falls into honey, and the meat turns into honey, who says that that's kosher? He says, if we prove that, so we'll discuss whether this is also called mishkana. How do you know that that's... So that's what the Magen Avraham here quotes the whole discussion. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the whole discussion, and he quotes the Achrayim, have a machlokes, some say mutar, some say yosef, and he says the Prima Gadim has the following compromise. He says that it's Asur, and Issa Shenishtana remains Asur. The only thing is, I bet there were so many Pasuk who are makers, so the Prima Gadim only thinks he should go so far. That's the last two lines in the Mishnah Berurah of Pasuk Gadim. He thinks he can only be maker to the following extent, that if I have this musk, I have this Issa Shenishtana only Dovarach, it's Nishtana Lagamre, and I want to pour it into some soup in order to add, not in order to add flavoring, I want to pour it in order to add a fragrant aroma. But it's not going to add flavoring because I'm going to have shishim against it. So what's the problem if I'm going to have shishim against it? Even if it's straight, it's going to be bottled with shishim. No, the problem is it didn't rain about the Lissel Hatzim. So the Pima Gadim says that since the whole didn't rain about the Lissel Hatzim is only Midirah Bonon, we discussed before Yontif, the two forms of emibatul is lachfilah. One is lachfilah, one is yavish biyavish. So if I'm pouring the musk, a liquid, into soup, which is a liquid, so it's lachfilah, so we pass it in there, the emibatul is lachfilah is only the rabbanon. It's not like yavish biyavish, the emibatul is lachfilah is there. So since it's only an issa the rabbanon, and if you pour it in, it's going to be bottle, so you can rely on the other poskim, on the rabbin of Yonah, and those poskim, or the rabbin, the other poskim, the nisha shenishtane, is mutter. Not that it's really mutter, we rely on them to the extent that you don't violate any of our traditional chatzivas. If you pour it in, you have shishim, it'll be mutter. That's all the Mishnah Berurah wants to go. That's as far as he wants to go. He goes to Prima Gadim and he says that's all. But to say that the Issa Shenishtana becomes at the Gomer, he doesn't want to go so far. And I'll just say not so, that some say the pastor's halacha, the Issa Shenishtana is mutter. Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is what I was quoting here. But the Issa Shenishtana is mutter or not, that's this Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham is here. So then on the side of the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kaveh tells you to look in Hilchos Pesach, where the Chag Yankif, Magen Avraham has kashus against the Rabbeinu Yoni. He has a right from the Magen Avraham that Issa Shenishtana is also. Rabbi Kaveh tells you to look in the Chag Yankif, it has a teres on Rabbi Kaveh's kashus. The Gemara says in Chorus, I would have thought that all milk in the world is also. I need a pasuk to say that milk is kosher. Why would I have thought that all the milk in the world is also? Because dam nekav and asa cholam, that milk originates from milk in the behemi originates from dam. So dam is aser. Even after the dam is nishtana to become cholam, it would have still been aser. That's why I need a pasuk that cholam is mutter. So don't you see from the Gemara's havamina and the fact that the Gemara thought that milk should be aser because dam nekav and asa cholam, don't you see that it is a shenishtana when milk is nilgami nishtana from the dam? Starbuck is done and then off as milk. It's a shinu gomer, the dam. It's a ganshin, a different thing. You see that even in Issa Shenishtana, it's still also. Don't you see from the Gemara's Havamina, that's what the Magen Avraham says. And let's just say that that's because the Gemara's Maskana. But that's what the Pasuk tells me, that Cholav is mutter, that Issa Shenishtana is mutter. The Havamina would have been that Issa Shenishtana is also. So the Pasuk of Cholav is not a local din of Cholav, it's a din of Cholav Tarakuba. So that means Issa Shenishtana is mutter. Is that the pshat? Magen Avraham says he doesn't think so. He thinks that the Havamina is the din. The Issa Shenishtana is also. The Maskana is that milk is mutter. Despite the fact that it should have been also, milk is a special head. So Rabbi Kaveh on the side of the Magen Avraham tells you to look in the Chaykent and Hilchos Pesach, who's Miyashe, the Raya of the Magen Avraham. He has a whole chidur, he has a charifus. The Chaykent, usually very bland, has a charifus to parent for the Magen Avraham's kasha. So the Mesivis in the Seban Hilchos Pesach, in the Torah time, writes, that a hadith is not evidence. It's a little too sharp, and the parents of the Chaykant is not evidence. If some sefer who went for hadith is right, what do you mean? If some sefer's parents is evidence, I mean, the Stevens is wrong. The Stevens attacked the Chaykant that he wrote a hadith, it's not true. The hadith is that the Chaykant, the sharp parents of the Chaykant wrote, is them is a parent. So if some sefer passes is not law, then it is a Shinish Tana is mutter. But it has to be a Shinui Goma, because the Shinui Mitzvah is not. That's not a real Shinui. But the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is not so. Generally, it's not like the Piskei Tshuva. The other day, quotes of some sefer, and he says that it's tzarech iyun to follow that some sefer. Pasuk are not so keen about following this Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rishon Shnishtan is wrong. Yosef Engel, not quoted by David Harris, but Yosef Engel has a long essay in Asman Deraisa where he has long arichos. He says that in my various ksavim, I have a lot to say about Issa Shemishtanis. I'm going to collect it all and write a whole essay. So I have a whole essay around 10 pages more. He quotes all the various maritimes. Well, he doesn't quote everything. He quotes everything that he had to say, but he doesn't quote everything that everybody else had to say. There's a lot of literature on the topic. It's one of the aspects of the Shaila of the vinegar story. One of the aspects of the Shaila is Issa Shemishtanis, but there are many more aspects to it. Hungarian Pasukim always follow blindly that some sefer. They consider him like the Vilna Gaon. So that some sefer holds that the Chaykankim is right, the Magen Avraham is wrong, Yisrael Shemistan is Mutter is Mutter. That's why many, even Balenciaga and Hungarian Pasukim say it's Mutter. Yisrael Shemistan is Mutter. But the Pesach Shuvah, who is a Litvak, he lived in Vilna, and the Mishnah Berurah, who is a Litvak, they're not so, on the scroll. Just because of some sefer said, doesn't mean you have to be Korea Mishtacha. How did he go? Magen Avraham is also somebody. Magen Avraham holds not so. So some sefer against the Magen Avraham is not so muchach, he's going to pass like the same sefer. So the Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced, and he says the Pim Gadim, the Pim Gadim is a Yekin. So the Pim, not really, he's a Galiciana, but he lived in Germany many years. So he, Pim Gadim says, we can only be maple with respect to him about the Mishnah Hatzila. But to eat the same mamish, he thinks that that's not. To rely on the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yisrael Shemishtan is Mutter. To eat the thing the end, that's not. Only to be with Vakla Vishisha, that's the way God. That's part of the story of Yisrael. It's part of the story by the Jelton, but it undergoes a chemical change in a long process. But that's a shadow. What if you have an Yisrael Nishtan as part of a natural process? What if? No, Jelton is not a natural process. That's not a natural process. Yeah, that's part of the story. That's part of the Jelton story, yeah. Not the whole thing. Okay, what's in the Reish Chabbeis? Okay, so we did Chumash and we did all business. Now we got the new business. Simi Reish Chabbeis. The Torah tells us, V'hafes Hashem Ratecha, V'chol Levatecha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Miyodecha. So the Mishnah says, what does it mean, V'chol Miyodecha, V'chol Midu, Midu, Shehu Mordi Blecho, Adi Mordi Lo, V'miyod Miyod. Whether the Rabbani Shalom hits you over the head, the Rabbani Shalom does you a favor, it does you a favor, it gives you tzah, you have to say a brach, you have to thank Hashem. And the Gemara says, K'shem Shem Mevach Malaroa, K'shem Shem Mevach Malaroa, Tehu Tach Mevach Malaroa, Mishnah and Haroya. What do you mean, Kishem? What do you say, Atayva Meitiv on Aroa? No, you say, Dayan O'emes. By Lamazer, we say, Dayan O'emes, because we have things that look like they're good and things that look like they're bad. And the Brocha is recited according to our perception. Also, Lover, the Gemara says, we won't recite Dayan O'emes. We say only Atayva Meitiv. Also, Lover will understand that there's no Tzadik V'Ralo. You know such thing. Everything is Tzadik V'Tovlo. So we'll always say Atayva Meitiv. No one will ever be saying Dayan O'emes. But by Lamazer, the Gemara says, we don't. We have a tzaddik v'ra'al, and we say dayna emes. So what do you mean, kishem shem b'rachem ala teretach m'rachem ala ra? The Gemara says, m'chiv t'mi m'kabalat b'simcha b'ahava. Chavik quotes in Siv Gimel. Why m'chiv t'mi m'kabalat b'simcha b'ahava? Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Rishayim that this is Ratzon Hashem. That if the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want it, it wouldn't have happened. So if that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, it might be a good thing. So you should be m'kabalat b'ahava. I think Rabbi Zevin writes in one of his storybooks, Sikori Chassid, because of Hasidus and Maisi, the Chassid came to the Rebbe and he says, he was learning that Gemara in Brachas and he doesn't understand. How can it be Lekabuli Besimcha? How is it possible for a person to be Lekabuli Besimcha? So you should ever told him, a good Kasha, Isaac Makasha, you should go travel to such and such a city and such a person over there. He has a good shot. So the Chassid listened to the Rebbe and traveled to the other city. Travel came in and met the other guy was a Pashta Balabas. He wasn't a big Tanakh. And he said, I have a big Kasha and a big rabbi told me I should ask you the Kasha. That the Gemara says you have to be mekabel the simcha, you have to say the bracha of Dayan O'emes and the same simcha and the same ava as you say the bracha of Hatov Ameitiv. How can it be? If the person is pained and a great tragedy occurred, how can it be that you're going to say the same, the bracha of Dayan O'emes with the same simcha? The other guy listens and he thinks for a moment and he says, tell you the truth, I don't know the answer. Sounds like a good kasha. I never experienced any tragedy. So that was the answer. That the person was such a neighbor of the king and such a Yerush mind that by him everything was a simcha. He never had any tragedy. That's exactly what the Gemara said. But the person should him. I said, we don't have any tragedy. But we don't. Everybody thinks that I'm the tzaddik v'ra'ala. And he's the Rashi v'tzaddik. Everybody knows that already. Ali b'dem is all the tzaddikim are tzaddik v'ra'ala and all the Rishayim are alayim. But just don't perceive it as such.
Is this a gift for God? Or a gift for
Shevah? I'm talking about maybe it's a gift for Shevah. What about Dain Emes? It's not much a gift for Shevah. I don't know. It's not much a gift for Shevah.
Objective
Shmuel Rav means someone dies. The practice is today people don't say Dayan unless one of their Zayin Kerevim dies. Ikar HaDin is a Pesir Natsa. Ikar HaDin, whatever anybody... Ikar HaDin is a Mechuyish Pesir. If you win a sweepstakes ticket, you have to say this Rav, I tell you that nature, if something good happens. What is the Mishnah Berurah quote from the Sefer Chassidim? A guy so poor he has to marry a rich girl whom he can't stand. So he says two brachas. He says, Ateva Meitim and Dayan Emes. What is Ateva Meitim for? Because he got married. Because of the money, not because he got married. After any mess, why don't you say, Shachem, Ateva Meitim, you get married? So we give Terutzma. Whatever the Terutzma, you don't say, Ateva Meitim, or Shachem, you get married. It means he just came into money now. That's why he says Ateva Meitim. But he can't stand his wife, so he says Dayan Emes.
So
then the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Prima Gadim, Kamedume, the Prima Gadim thinks that people don't do that. He thinks that we don't follow that same system. That if you marry the ugly girl whom you can't stand because she's rich, and you're poor and you need the money, Kamedume, that we don't say that drug. He says that Bianchi Femin also questions the validity of this safe system, whether you should really say, Dayan Emes when you marry the ugly girl. You come into the money. So I think that's enough then. Say that they're not making it. The Gemara has a case that sometimes he says, this is based on the Gemara. The next thing, the Resh Kav Gimel. Sometimes the person says, Hateva Meitu with Dayan Emes. The Gemara has in his base in Resh Kav Gimel. If his father died, left him a big Yerushas, so he says Dayan Emes, if the father died, and he says Shafyanu, if he has brothers or Yashin with him sharing the wealth, then he says Shafyanu. Then he says Hateva Meitu. And if he's the only one who's going to get the money, then he says Shafyanu. Whenever it's shared by many, whenever it's shared by a few people, two people or more, then you say, Ateva Meitim. The Shabbat quote in it, when you build a shul, when you buy a shul, the Kafazim should say, Ateva Meitim, shouldn't say Shachnam. I remember I was once speaking, they had a Hanukkah's Beis HaKnesses. I told you next time. So I was giving Hoshia Badinim a Beis HaKnesses. So then I explained that they should say, Ateva Meitim, why they shouldn't say Shachnam. So there were women there, many women were attending. So one woman didn't understand. She didn't understand what I was talking about. So she said, but Rabbi, I went through a war. And my parents were killed by the Nazis, and my brothers, and everybody was killed. I want to say Shachyanu. So I tried to explain that. Ateva Meitim is better than Shachyanu. I'm not cheating her out of Shachyanu. Ateva Meitim means not only Shachyanu for me, Ateva Meitim for all the people in me. She wants to say Shachyanu. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Pasuk that by shul, for many people, so you say Ateva Meitim is better than Shachyanu. Say Shachyanu when you buy things. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Beit HaKash, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a meaning not to say Shachyanu. Bein HaMitzorim, out of Avela. So here the Gemara has a case, his father died. Ein Lach Avela is the Gemara Mizuni, his book says Shech Yonu. So you see that you do say Shech Yonu in the middle of Avela. So the Magen Avraham gives an answer, which is a little bit obscure, a little bit unclear, and it sees. In the end of the Sefer on the Shulchan, explains what he's writing. He says there are two dinim. So Tzvei Alochas. There are two dinim. It sees granddaughter married up time. Chaim in Yeshiva used to say Shurim, used to say over his razzle dazzle Shurim, the Tzvei Alochas, then he would show him where it says it in the Nitziv. A lot of the Talmidim liked Rav Chaim, they didn't like the Nitziv. A lot of them didn't like the Nitziv, they didn't like Rav Kook. He liked the Nitziv Shurim, didn't like Rav Chaim. Chaim took some newfangled stuff, he liked the old style. And a lot of the Talmidim liked Rav Chaim, they didn't like the Nitziv, because it's a different style. And so Rav Chaim sometimes would say a Shir, and then after he would say the Shir, he would present it in his razzle dazzle fashion. Then he would show him, open up the Nitziv and show him where it says it in his beer and Shurim. It is wife's grandfather's son. So the Nitziv has, I said, that's Tzvei Halachas in Shachyanu. That's what the Magen Avraham is driving at over here. There's one Shachyanu that you say, and Hadwas Hazman. And there's another Shachyanu that you say, based on an occasion. If you buy Kona Kerem Kadosh, you say Shachyanu on the occasion. If you win a sweepstakes ticket, or you get the whole big Yerusha, the rich uncle dies, so then you say Shachyanu on the occasion. But then there's another Shekhyana. When you see a Pri Chodesh, you say Shekhyana. Why? Because he's so excited about the Pri Chodesh. So in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes Hakhanim and say, yeah, that's the Pshat. Because he's so excited about the new oranges. So Likar Adin, when I see a new orange, I'm excited even if he has the orange. And Mizman Hazeh, the Linegir, the Rishon Hazeh, the Linegir, but we don't have so much excitement when he has it. When I have it and I'm about to eat it, then I say Shekhyana. And he quotes it to a Pili, he says Shekhyana before the birth he waits, after the birth he waits. More correct to say the Shekhyana before the birth rate, but if he said it, it wouldn't pass through the Hepsir. So you shouldn't have to say over the Brach, you shouldn't say over the birth rate. That's why the Mishnah Berurah presents it, that the Shekhyana on the Pri Chodesh is a Shekhyana from excitement. Quotes to say it like that, page 278, but the Nitziv says that that's not what the Magen Avraham holds. That's what the other Rachman, the later Rachman holds. It says the Magen Avraham there in Hilchot Tishah is saying exactly not so, that there's a Shekhyana, the Shekhyana that you recite on the Pri Chodesh means that we have the left, we have lived to reach another season. We've lived to the cherry blossom season, we've lived to the apple season, we've lived to the orange season. So that's why it's only a thing that's seasonal, that's not growing all year long. And it's noticeable when they start selling, if they sell apples all year long, so it's not noticeable that he's reached a new season. That's why Mikra, I think you say to Shekhyanu, even if you're not eating the apples, if you just see that there are apples being sold, then you already realize that you have lived to another season. May has come, June has come, July has come, August has come, another season, another food season. We get excited when school is over, we have survived. Survived another year, whatever. When the summer is over, when the season is over. So the Gemara has a different deal. When you reach a new season of pears growing, when you see the pears in the street, you already say Shekhyana. Not because you're so excited that you see the cherries. What does that do? I can't stand cherries. Whatever. I'm a nausea, I don't eat grapes. I still say Shekhyana. I go to myself excited, I don't enjoy any food. I fast panesim all the time. I still say Shekhyana according to the Nitzitz Magen Avraham. I say Shekhyana and Habras as much. So he says, and Nitzitz says that's what the Magen Avraham is driving at. The Nitzitz in the end of the Sefer has a shaila whether he should say Shekhyana now that he finished the Sefer. He wrote a whole Sefer on the Shulchan, because if he finished all he has to say, maybe he should say Shekhyana. So he writes a whole dissertation on when you say Shekhyana. That's his closing essay, and his deal on the Shulchan. So he quotes this Magen Avraham. So he says, when a person is in Avelis, he says a Shekhyana on an occasion, he buys something, he comes into money. The father died, left him a big illusion, he says Shekhyana on the money. But he wouldn't say Shekhyana on a Hagoyef Hazman. Harayah Pri Chodesh, that Shekhyana he wouldn't say. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, that in the 3 weeks, you don't say that Shekhyana. You don't say the Shekhyana on the Pri Chodesh, because this is his man that's not a happy Zman. His man of Ben Amtsar, and was Nikva Ba'at of his as a man built in the Sugal, as an unhappy Zman. So the guy can't say Shekhyana Ba'azman Azeh, Shekhyana on a Hagoyef Hazman. Shekhyana Pri is a Shekhyana on a Hagoyef Hazman. The Gemara says in Eretz in Daflem, Shekhyana on the Pri Chodesh is only Rishus. So the Ramah writes in the beginning of Reshit of Gimel that somehow that all the Shekhyanas are Rishus. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the later Rachaim says it's not true. But the Gemara always says, they quote Eretz in Daflem, hey, I'm a base. I don't know, somewhere around there in the middle of Eretz. So the Gemara says that Shekhyana on Karacharka, on the fresh pears, fruits and vegetables, is only Rishus. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that when we disagree with the Ramah. That's only Shekhyana on the pears, not Shekhyana on getting the Yerusha, not Shekhyana on winning the food stakes, or Shekhyana marrying the rich girl when you can't swim. That's Shekhyana on the Yerusha, not the Yerusha. It's not proper that people are Mizalza. Why is it different? It's a different Shekhyana. What is a Shekhyana on the Simcha of the occasion? What is a Shekhyana on the Hagoyas Hazman? So the Gemara only said Shekhyana on the Hagoyas Hazman, that's the Yerusha. And when there is a Shekhyana on buying Beget Chodesh, on Kona Bais Chodesh, you're buying the automobile, the Gemara doesn't say that that's the Yerusha. Many government is to be mizalzel, we don't say these brachas. So the Achrayim say, we assume that all, everything at the end of the second chelik of Mishnah Berurah is all rishus. So they say it's not true, it's not rishus. The only one thing that's rishus is the Shekhyana on the Pri Chodesh. What does it mean Shekhyana is the rishus? Means whenever you're excited, you can say Shekhyana. That's what some say. Whenever you're excited, come to Yom HaAtzmaut, I'm happy, I can say Shekhyana. Establish a Medina, I say Shekhyana. That's what it means. But that's not the Pashuk Shat Nirmah. Pashuk Shat Nirmah, Shekhyana the Rishus means on the Pri Chodesh that we have, it didn't say Shekhyana, the Chacham on the second, that is the Rishus. But not that they said, we have this bracha, we give you permission to say whenever you're happy. Whenever you pass an exam, whenever you do well, say Shekhyana. If you're happy, say Shekhyana. That's not the Pashuk Shat Nirmah. But the Chacham on the second on Hagos Hazman, which is noticeable, they Pri Chodesh on the second with Shekhyana. On Chanukah and Purim, also, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Nevi, the Masechta Shekhyana on the Yom itself, and Hagoyas Hazman of the Yom. someone says Shatyanuman, Yamatnu, similar to Hanukkah food. What's our question? Hanukkah moment is Hakana Sacham, that this day of Pidin is different. Manishtana Yom Azen Kol Ayomim, Nesha Chacham Kavu, Vitoris Yantif, the Yantif Hanukkah. Yamatnu was Nikka of Pidin by a Bezin as a Yantif. That's what the Talmud Rasa says, you don't need a Bezin to be Misrachim. The Mogen Avraham, who says Purim, quotes the Maram, Hashakim, and the Tshuva, that you don't need a Bezin. That whenever a person had a Yeshua, he had a Hatzava, even a community, so they can make a Yontif. Yeah, but the Shabbat, that's only a private person or a community, but not Gans Klal Yisroel. That's what the Chayyadim says, and that's what the Malbim says. I mean, Bira and Megillah says, but the Tashkis is one thing. It's a Yontif, the Gans Klal Yisroel has to correspond to the Klalim of Megillah's time. That's the Shabbat there, called Meraz's Tshuva. There's the two parts to the Tshuva. One is about the Halal that we discussed yesterday, and it's about the Shechyanu with the Yontif. It's Shverit Tshuva. That he got something. Ramo at the end of the mini course, Ramo at the end of Simulus of Gimel, quotes the meaning that when a person buys a new beggar to Rishon, to Vale, this is Kaddish. He says it's Kaddish, but the Ramo quotes a different meaning. He says to Vale, this is Kaddish, you should wear it out. You just bought it. He says, Tzeris is good into head, you should rip your pants and buy another pants. The poor guy just got his pants. He said, rip your pants and buy another pair of pants. So then the Ramah says, the meaning is, even though it's a strange meaning, the meaning is that you don't say that when he bought anything that's made from leather. Because you're going to wish the guy, you should rip the shoes and buy another pair of shoes, means you're going to have to kill more bands. And even though the shoes are made from horse leather, and horses are behemoth mayor, the Rahmah of Al Mysore goes on behemoth mayor as well. So the Ramah says, that's the meaning. And even though it's a common kolush, even though it's a shaka reason, he says, that's the meaning that people are marked, not to say to borrow the Scottish and leather. But it doesn't say, you don't say Shafyanu. It says that guy is, you only say Shafyanu, you got him Hashurim. And in important, you got to be known. Let's say a guy buys some leather thing, that's Hashurim, Shlaim, buys a mink, a mink of, that's a guy of Hashurim, no? Or milk, whatever, a shtangle or something comes from a bang. So then just because it comes from bang, it doesn't mean you don't say shakyan. So you don't say on the shtangle or on the milk you don't say kabbalah with this time. But the shakyan you do say. It's a double function you do say. Okay, so what's right on Sunday? We're going to have an early shiur. What time? I forgot already. 9:30. Okay, till you later. Then on Monday, what's right? 11 o'clock. understand what the Torah is referring to. Kadoshim Tihyu. Rashi says Kadoshim Tihyu means Kedushim Yom HaRayim. That's what Kedushim means. So Mokhi Shatimot to get the Revo, Hatimot to Kedushim. Kedushim means when the person stays away from HaRayim, from Isha HaAtur Olam. And Ramban says that it means something much more than that, and he develops the concept of one with a novel Bishus HaTayro. The person who only eats blood kosher, he eats blood kosher every day. He eats pizza, and he dresses a lot, and he has a lot of wife, and he drinks a lot, and he's involved in all the vices, everything in Olam Hazeh, everything's the heter. If you go to a kosher hotel, and the mountains and everything will be the heter, and the Ramban says that's a violation of Kedoshim Tihyu. So the person should be... should only enjoy Tanuti Olam Hazeh to the extent that it's necessary to keep alive and to stay happy and to stay in a good frame of mind. But just to indulge in Tanuti Olam Hazeh, just L'Hanoat Atzmo, that's what the Torah says. That's what Kedusha means. Our generation finds this very fun. Especially in America, everyone's so fat, everyone eats so much. The Ramban says that we're not fulfilling the mitzvah. I don't know about you, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's patient too. The Ramban says that the person should be a level of Yeshua HaKadosh. Afis Nu Elo Elilin is the prophet that asks us, as you all know. Is it like the Yachtuot in Yeshua? The Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, Afis Nu Elo Elilin means not that you're not committed to worship of the Rizor. Lehi Masech Lo Sasa Lechani, you're not allowed to make a Dovish of the Rizor. Afis Nu Elo Elilin means to be pointed. That is forbidden, the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, and it's quoted in Shulchanot, Tamas Adin, unless some higher authority knows better than the Gemara, the Rambam and the Shulchanot. The rule is that one is not permitted to study, to display, or to develop any interest in anything Shalavadi Zara. Painting of Shalavadi Zara, architecture, and, sculpture, or anything like that. One is not permitted to study Avodah Zara, to study books, to study, to take a course about Avodah Zara.
Some people want to say that
Yeah, we believe in Torah Mada. Mada means the Sheva Chochmah. Mada means science, physics, astronomy, biology, bacteriology, whatever, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't mean literature. It means Vandate. Mishnah Berurah has a din that we're learning. That you say when you see a Chochmah, Mechach Melumis Olam. So you say, Barsha Nassan, Mechach Masoi, Lebasav Adam. And Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam, from the Pasuk, what does it mean? A chacham and chacham in the means one is a chacham and one of the sheva chachmas. Not that he's a chacham in literature. He knows all the Shakespeare's. I think they're all signs.
Ben Mishra said about that, the sheva.
Yeah.
Right. That philosophy
of I don't think so.
Because it was called.
The Gomer Gaon has quite a severe attack against the Rambam because he studied philosophy. Yeah. I don't think, even if you all look at the study of philosophy, I don't think it's considered one of the Sheva Chochmas. Just because you see a very great philosopher, I don't think you would say a bracha. Barsha Nassan, Mechach Masa, Basu Legam. It's not, I don't think that's considered a Chochmas.
If I was saying Christian theologian writes a certain analysis of, you know, say, a human theory or something like that,
can you read that? In fact, he doesn't put any theology that's not Christian. He just talks about how the man was from the point of view. What do we need it for? Don't we have Jewish sources? I mean, that should be the reading in a philosophy course. You can find probably just as good or better than Jewish thought. The Jews have been talking about Yiddish Torah way before the Christians. Theirs is a very young religion. It's only 2,000 years old. Our religion is from time immemorial. Before B'ris HaOlam, our God existed prior to B'ris HaOlam. Their God is only a young God. The only story about Rabbi Yonasan Eberschitz used to have all the time debates, not public debates, he used to have conversations with the local Galach in his town. So the Galach had different panics against the Jewish religion. So one of them was, why is it that by the Jews, when they daven, they scream very loud. By the Goyim, they daven softly. So he said, very simple, our God is a very old God. Almost 5,000 years old, so he's a little hard of hearing already, so we have to scream back. Your God is a young boy, he was just born 2,000 years ago, so his hearing is not... young guy has a better Kriyas Shema. But the Gemara learns it out from this passage, I'll keep going around reading. It doesn't mean not to worship of Israel, the Yogdom. It doesn't mean the Yogdom. It means not to be pointed to Elilim, to study about their religion, to take a course about it, or to read books about it, or to study their paintings or so on. This Gemara is probably quoted in the Torah Sarah. No? Our fifth and other living, Shabbos Kuf Mentes. It's right on the dot. The Torah has a din of Losolim Pul Asocha Yitzchah Adbreker. This is a special din in Sphiris Poilim. It doesn't apply to every field. Let's say I broke your window, or the Mamazik, or I stole your object and have to pay care and case of God. Hey, whatever, there is no din of the Solomon Pula Sakhar Yitzchak Bergen. This is a special din adopted by Sphiris Poilim. We have other dinim also adopted by Sphiris Poilim. You wonder about the Nitam Horyam and Gimel Din, hey? That by Sphiris Poilim you have to pay Dabke B'Kesef. Rabbi Nitam quotes it more like that. You end up bugging to see that if the worker insists on cash, I can't pay him Shavi Kesef. Shavi Kesef is good. If you didn't have that, Shavi Kesef is good by Yoram HaMasik, the Gemara says. You can pay Karaka, Meitav, you can pay Mitalpun, and call me the Meitavun. But by Sphiris Poilim, you can't give Karaka and you can't give Mitalpun, you have to give Dafke Kesef. And if the Balabas, the boss, doesn't have cash, if the worker agrees to pay Shavi Kesef, it's fine. But if he doesn't accept it, and the Balabas only has Shavi Kesef, so they work, it can tell the boss, Zul Trachas win the IC Zuzi. You go and sell it. You go and you get me the money, because I want Dafke money. Apparently, the Gemara understands that, that's the meaning of Solom Pula Sofa. Pula Sofa means the cash. The Tashlumei Haskiris means the cash. Plus, we said that you're not yet if you pay by check either, if the worker doesn't want a check. If the worker insists that he wants Dafke cash, because a check is not the Kesef. A check is a star. Shavi Kesef. You can go get money from the bank, but it's not the Kesef March. So it says you have to pay Dafke Kesef. There are more dinim also. Places in the first Perkin tradition has additional dinim, special dinim by Sphiris Poilim that don't apply by other cases. The person insists that the Gemara needs to say here that the din of Shibuna de Rav Nosson doesn't apply to Sphiris Poilim. The other Chayvus Mamre would apply, but to Sphiris Poilim it wouldn't apply. There's a Kal Chayvush is an Issa to be Mikal Kol Odom Yisrael. It's not limited to the Chayvush. Afilu Chayvush, even a deaf person who doesn't hear the Kol. It doesn't get aggravated by it, you're still not permitted to be mekalel. In Kol Shkein, it's more of an aver if one is mekalel a person who can hear. Basis in the third cheret in my cup is bothered with Akasha, how do we put somebody in cheret? And you put somebody in cheret, so you give him a curse, he should drop dead. That's what Akasha is all about. There's a curse, it's somebody who should drop dead. And when he dies, ultimately when he dies when he's in the cheret, he attributes his death to our curse. And he's considered one of the Harugei Bezmen. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the craving don't observe aver. Right. The Gemara says, Sokhman es arono, means that you put a big slab of rock, you put a big stone on top of the zoro, and on top of the table later. And the Mordechai quoted by the Yerodei says, to demonstrate that he really deserves skila. It's just like skila is one of the forms of Mishin Bezin, so this fellow who died, Mishin Meis Bini Duyo, is considered as if he also died a form of Mrs. Bezin. So basically he's bothered with the question, how can you give a guy a klola? Isn't it a violation of laws of calculation? That's one should assume that Kherim is a din deraisa. Is Kherim a din deraisa? Is Kherim a din deraisa? Kol Kherim ashiyachra min ha'adam lo yipada mos yumas. Ramban has a mishpat acher. Ramban has a kunki. It's called mishpat acher. He claims, Ramban HaFumish has also the kitchen. And Ramban has a separate kunki. He says that Kherim is a din deraisa. Not exactly the same kind of thing that we're talking about, but I think the Ramban holds that all of these dinim at Kherim are deraisa. Shaila says, well, that Torah is only the Rabbanon. So, what do you mean Torah is the Rabbanon? I mean, the Rabbanon, we're allowed to curse a Jew?
And
the words valid until they came to Messiah.
Right. That's like a neder.
That's a term that's like a neder. That a group of people, a tzibur, is mekabel acherem, means that a tzibur took a neder.
So,
if you say call me Dre, that's the way the Haram is true, the Haram means Kabbalah Seir.
When you heard
it,
they made a
chair
and they couldn't say a word.
Yeah. Right. It's like a nether. That's what the Ramban is talking, Kol Chairim. The Ramban Zika Pshat in the Post of Kol Chairim is a nether had Sibur. And not only is a nether had Yochid binding, a nether had Sibur is binding on the whole Sibur. Even though one could argue, a neder in the shvuah is only binding. Nefesh kiki shavu levat kibis lasan. If he pronounces it with his lips, so the tzibur doesn't have a body. So how can the tzibur have a shvuah? How can the tzibur have a fair? So that's the Ramban's serious. No, that kabbalah's that tzibur is binding. And he says even if the whole tzibur doesn't agree, if the melech imposes it, Ramban Achinish has, and the pasuk at the very end of the book of Kesef, the melech can impose it upon them, or the bezin can impose it. He speaks about the chayim that they're on the kabbal in the days of Shaul HaMelech. Not to eat on the day of the Muhammad, and then you understand they ate the drash, so they wanted to kill him. So you see that the Ramban says, you see that such a thing is there as. But included in the din of the chayim also is this kind of a chayim that you can curse a person as well. Shaila says, oh, the chayim is all the din of chayim are wrong with the Rabbanon. So how can that be? Isn't it a violation of the din of Lo Tikalfeh? Some Rishonim say that the Isser of Klala only applies if one is Mekalel Adam Yisrael. If he's Mekalel Anachri, there is no Yisrael Klal. That's how I would appear from the Gemara. There's no Yisrael Klal on Mekalel Anachri, only Mekalel Yisrael. What if he's Mekalel Yisrael who's Dinakin Anachri? What if Yisrael is a Mumer? He's such a Mumer that he's Dinakin Anachri. It doesn't keep any of the Mutter Sateria. It's also Mutter Lekalel. What if the person violates one Aveir? It's that the person talks Lashon Hara. So he's a Mumun of Dover Echad. So the Gemara says that we pass the Mumun of Dover Echad is not Dina Kinafi. Then maybe the Gabi that one Din is Dina Kinafi. Maybe the Gabi that one Din is Dina Kinafi. So that's a big machlokes in Tosca. If the person is a Mumun of Dover Echad is a Dina Kinafi, the Gabi also Din. The Ramah in the Yeridea of Hilchas Milo says like that. And the Bir Agro, and Rabbi Kiveda on his side quotes the Bir Agro. He says, look, in the Bir Abin Aliyom Yidun, that he disagrees with the Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchas Milo, and the Chabi says that the Nafi cannot be Mal. The Mal has to be Jewish. That's the Gemara Naveh Rizor. And then the Ramah says not only a Nachri cannot be a Mal, what if you have a Jew who's a Mumer, a Jew who's an Eved Rabbi Rizor? So a Mumer, Dina Kinafi, also cannot be Mal. Then the Ramah goes one step back. So far, so good. It's okay. So some parts can disagree with that also. But a Jew who's a Mumer, even a Mumer Dina Taku, we don't apply Mumer Dina Taku to Chalat HaRakul. So because the Tshuva quotes the Eben HaOizer, the Eben HaOizer is on the bottom of the Rechaim, Hilchos Shabbos. The Eben Ezer disagrees with this Ramah, and he thinks that Mumer Dina Taken doesn't apply universally. He thinks that this is one of the cases where you don't say Mumer Dina Taken. That Yisrael Mumer can be a Mal. So Shaila, what the Pesach is. But then the Ramah goes further. Ramah says not only Yisrael who's a Mumer cannot be a Mal, but if Yisrael is a religious Jew, basically, he's not a Mumer Dina Taken, but he doesn't have a Bris Mila. Not because he's not allowed to have a Bris Mila, but because he doesn't believe in Bris Mila. His father would never Mal him. If he doesn't believe in Mila, he wouldn't be Mal his children. Is a Mumel of Rabbi Mitzvah Smila. So can he be a Mal? So Mumel of Mitzvah Smila, the Gemara says in Orel, who is a Mumel of Mila, is Yisrael Mal Yehu. The Gemara Chula in the first text says that he's Yisrael Mal Yehu, but the Ramah says, but he can't be a Mal. Why not? So the Pashkin explained that the Ramah apparently is of the opinion that a Mumel of Dover Echad is not Dina Ka'akum L'Chalot HaRakula, but in Marshall, if the Mumel of Mila will shep the Behemah. That's the Gemara Chula in the first text. The Mumel of Arelus, a Jew does want to fulfill the Mitzvah of Mila. So if he shaks the bangish, he tells it sure. He's not full Dina Tatum. But if he'll be a Mayo, he said that the Ramah claims that Legabi, Mitzvah Mila, a Mumer, Loise Dover is Tatum, Loise, a Mumer, a Dover Echad is Tatum, Loise Dover. So we treat him as a Nachri, Legabi Mila. And a Nachri cannot be a Mayo. Some parts can say the same Legabi, Mitzvah, Zayn, Tzorminian. Let's say you cannot be Mitzvah, a non-Jew, Tzorminian. You have to have 10 Jews. 10 Jewish men. And the Mitzvah women need it in them. So what if you have a Jew who's absolutely not religious? A Jew is a Mumer Dina Ka'akum. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Chuvus HaRambam, that a Jew who's a Mumer Dina Ka'akum cannot be Mitzvah Tzorminian. What if the Pharaoh is not Dina Ka'akum? He's a religious Jew. He puts on tefillin, he keeps Shabbos, keeps the mitzvahs more or less, but he doesn't hold from davening. Well, he davens Shachris, but he never davens Mincha. Never davens Mincha Maariv. He works all day. He doesn't daven Shachris, and that's it. He doesn't want to daven Mincha Maariv. And they need him for a minyan one day. So they schlep him out of his shop to daven Mincha Maariv. He comes to shul, he does him a favor, but he doesn't daven with him. So you can't say he's mumma didin ta'afim. He keeps mitzvahs a little bit, but he's a mumma for Mincha. He's a mumma for Mincha Maariv. So they can be mitzvah into the minyan for Mincha Maariv. So the office chayim from the sepintu, quotes another chayim. And that's Simon, Simon and Hay, but we talk about who is in service to the minyan. So he quotes some Achraim who say that a mumma the dover effort is kaf and lo is the dover. He cannot be mitzvah into the minyan. So it's some Rishonim say this from also, I think the Ritzvah. A lot of Rishonim have like, I think the Ritzvah in, I think the Ritzvah in Perik Zehu Nesh, in Perik HaZoho, in Perik HaZoho, Pesach he has the same fashion. When a person backs out from a Kinyan Moaz, the Gemara says that if you make a kinyan on the talpum, and says you only made a kinyan moiz, you can back out and we'll give you a mishapara. If you make a kinyan mishifa, then you cannot back down. What if they made a kinyan moiz, and even the moiz of the lakech wants to back out, so he doesn't curse him. They give him a krola mamish, they say, the Rebbe Rishon who comes to Dara Mabo, and the Dara Flode, and Paro, and the Mitzrim, the Rebbe Rishon who comes to all of Rishon, all the wicked people in the world should punish you, that you should drop dead for backing out from this kinyan. Give the guy a krola. So the Rebbe Rishon says, how can he curse a Jew? Stachadin, lois the Tawa Kherich? There's not a moment he didn't tackle. So the Ritzvah, I think, over there, and Perek Hazor, the answer is this Perek. That you're not cursing him for Kolot HaRikuli, you're cursing him for this one over here that he did. So a moment, the Dover Ephra is tackled, Lois HaDover. So you're cursing him, the Gabi, Lois HaDover. You have a right to give him a Klola because of this Avera that he did. You're not cursing him, he should be dim forever and ever and all, in all areas, in all endeavors. You're cursing him because of this Avera that he did. So that's Dina Tatum, the Gabi, Lois HaDover. So there's no Issa Klola. Well, we say he should die because of this avera, not because we can't stand him. We have something against him, in general. I don't know. It's a very good point that you bring up. I don't know. You have to look inside the Ritzvah, see exactly what he says. I think the Ritzvah, and Perek HaZohar says that, and he says that that's the answer to the Tzitzis Kasha in Maripatna as well. But if you all got the whole institution of Chayrin is only with the Rabbanon, that Kol Chayim Mashiach Merad and Leifade is not talking about Chayrin. It's like Rashi HaFemish quotes the Gemara in Erechim. Goes out, Yetzi Leharig, and somebody said, Erechu Alay. Yetzi Leharig, Gom Erechad, Erechu Alay, Lo Yama Tlum. Most humans are Rehal Leflomus. So the Ramban says, Erechu Aderech Adrash, but Aderech Abshad, it goes on the Din of Chayrin. This is the Mokach and Mishpat HaChayrin. And the other Rishayim disagree that Chayrin is only the Rabbanon. So how can you curse him if the whole institution of Chayrin is only the Rabbanon? So the Ritzvah says that he's Mumma the Dover Echad is Dina Kaka Lo Yisa Dova. Therefore there's no Yisa Klola. The Klola is Legabi Yisa Dova.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Lo Yisa Lecharofel Ba'amecho is one of the most violated Dina in the Torah. The Chilus is not the same as Lashon Hara. You look in the Chavetz Chaim, he explains at length the two different things. Lashon Hara means Anisa Mazik. We were there in Isha Mazik, we're learning Baba Kama so long, and Baba Kama we learned clearly that there were two dinim. There's an Isha Lahazik and then there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. And even in a case, let's say that Grumman and Ezekiel Potter, you don't have to pay, but the Gemara says in Baba Basra, in the second pair of Zeis and there is Grumman and Ezekiel Osser. But it's also Lahazik and Ezekiel Hezek Aydei Grumman. The Pashto says that it's an Isha Deraisa. Where is this Isha Deraisa? Where does it say in the Chumash that it's also Lahazik? So the cycle on Baba Kama has, I think, in the first sermon. And the Sefer who discusses this topic, what is the Mokra for the Issa? I remember many years ago when we learned about the Kamarov, so Lechi said that he thought that the Mokra is over here. It says, well, Samar Adam Reyecho, and the Hashem, and the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam quotes in the Sifra, in the Torah Spanim, and this passage, that the Samar Adam Reyecho is Domim Tarti Mashma. The simple Pshat is, that's how the Gemara says, the Samar Adam Reyecho, someone's life is in danger, so you're not permitted to stand by and watch the way he dies. Damriyach means his blood, his life. But the Rambam quotes from the Sifra, another pshat, that Domin means also money. Domin, money. You shouldn't stand by and see the way flood is about to wash away someone's house or someone's property. If you have the ability to stop it, you can call up the fire department or the coast guard or whoever you call, I don't know. Call up President Reagan and tell him to do something about it. Thanks. So the Samar Adam Riachah says that you're not allowed to stand by and watch where the other fellow's mom gets damaged, gets destroyed. So included in that is that I'm not permitted to come and burn down his house. I'm not permitted to come with a hatchet and chop down his house. I can't come and smash his windows. It's certainly a violation of the Samar Adam Riachah. Whatever other reason it may also be a violation of, it certainly is a violation of the Samar Adam Riachah. So the Chafetz Chaim assumes that the Issa Lashon Hara is also a form of the Issa Mazik. Chozo, Mazik. It's not that a Mazik the person's property, a Mazik the person's body, physically, it's not Chozo, it's not Mazik. A Mazik is reputation. That I'm damaging the person's reputation. That every person deserves Kavod Abriyas, you have to give everybody Kavod, not equally. You have to give Kavod Abriyas more than other people, and you have to give Kavod to Kamina Chacham more than Abriyas. And you have to give Kavod, praise Kavod to the Melech, Mishnah Berurah, today's Mishnah Berurah that's trying to get to you. There are different levels of Kavod. But there is a din of Kavod Abriyas, it's learned up in the Pasuk in Parashas Emor. Next we said it, that there is a Chiyuv, Beraisa, Lo Yitamo Mitzvah. Lo Yitamo Mitzvah is the marker for the Mitzvah of Kavod Abriyas on the various different levels. It's not equally for everybody. So this din of Kavod Abriyas requires that we should give Kavod to all other human beings. So what happens if I'm going to tell you that guy is a nut, he's a criminal, he's a crook, he's stupid, so you won't give him the Kavod that you would have normally had, that you would have normally given him. Or let's say the person has an opportunity, he's a nice fellow, the person has an opportunity to get a certain shidda. And then I say, he's a dope. He never passed the bechina all the years that he was in my shiur. So if the girl is a super genius, then to marry a dope is very bad for her. So I have to save the girl. So the din requires, I can't stand by when this dope is going to marry the super genius. It's a rahmanis on the girl. So I have to tell the girl, don't marry him. So if I can avoid telling her why, so I just say, don't marry him, he's not for you. And if she's going to marry him anyway, the only way to save her is by telling her why. So I say, he's a dope, he's not for you, you're going to be miserable. Okay. So then the Isra Mazik requires that I should tell the truth. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. When it comes to a shidduch, you have to tell the truth. And when someone is applying for graduate school or for a job, and they want to know whether this person is a good worker, so you have to tell the truth. No, he's a donor. No, he's a cheater. He's going to cheat. He's going to empty out all of your money. He's going to give you a hard time. He's a nitwit. Don't take him into your graduate school. He'll make you crazy. All the professors will go crazy. Also, whenever it's a gale of ice, people always have a distorted view of Lashon Hara. They think that there's no Issa Lashon Hara whenever it's not negated. You can talk about Lashon Hara you want. But then when he's holding by a shidduch, when he's holding by a job, he's holding by the graduate school, you're going to ruin the shidduch. That's Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim writes says to reverse. When you're holding Lamaisa, when it's negated Lamaisa, you want to save Lahatza Lashon and Yarashka, you want to save the other person from falling in, having this crook work for him and take out loads of money, or having the girl fall in on the shidduch, then you're going to tell the truth not to be mad with the other party. But when it's not negated, so the only one that Lashon Hara is negated to is that I'm ruining his reputation. I'm saying that he's a dope, the mind of Kamina, you shouldn't look up to him, you shouldn't be mechabin him, don't associate with him, don't be so friendly with him. So I'm being mazik him, unnecessarily. So that's an Issa mazik, but that's an Issa Lashon Hara, that's not the Issa Rechidus. Rechidus is a different Issa. Rechidus is an Issa, he told me that Steinberg is a nut. So I go and I call Steinberg, you know, Schlesinger told me that you're a nut. So now Steinberg is going to be angry at Schlesinger. Why Schlesinger told me that Steinberg is enough? So that's called Rechilus. And I go and I tell him, or even if he didn't say anything, let's say somebody was listening to a lecture. And then as the lecturer said something, listening to a shir, a drosh, or whatever, and as he was speaking, or listening to a piano concert, or whatever it was, and then somebody was listening, gives a groan. It goes like that. He didn't say anything. He didn't say, this guy's awful. He doesn't know how to play. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's crazy. He didn't say anything. He just fell asleep on it. He was so bored in the middle of the street, he fell asleep. Obviously, he wasn't interested. Or he was doodling. Or something like that. So I go and I tell the other person. I'm not telling the other person if he's sorry about him. I'm telling the other person his opinion of you. That he said you're a nut. That he fell asleep in the middle of your talk. Obviously, he's bored. Or he gave a groan and he went like this. Or he twisted his nose. So I'm telling the other person what his opinion is of him. Unnecessarily. It's not Nageya. If it's a Shiloh marrying his daughter or something, so it's Nageya. So I say, don't marry his daughter, he doesn't like you. It's not going to be good. If it's Nageya, so you have to tell him. But if it's not Nageya, so then you're not allowed to tell him. What, are you just breaking up for a Shiloh? They would have lived in peace and harmony, everybody would have covered everybody else. The Kovid Haroilo, Kovid Abriyas, and this is Kovid Abriyas. And now you're just ruining the peace and harmony of society.
How far can the magic go? Suppose somebody comes to one of the Shiloh, he comes to the Rebbe. The Rebbe knows still Tamilim. Sometimes one of the Tamilim is not 100% because of our
depends who the girl is. It depends who the girl is, not who the father was.
Maybe
girls also not
100%. How far is the
It depends who the girl is. You have to find out. The Chavetz Chaim even has more than that. Chaim says, let's say, I know that the boy is not firm enough for this girl. I know the girl, I know the boy is not firm enough. So I tell the girl's father, what do I tell him? He doesn't wash negolata next to his bed every morning. And that doesn't mean anything to him. Let's say he's a chassidish guy. Let's say the boy is a chassidish yeshiva. And I tell him, and the girl is not a chassidish. So I tell the girl's father, he's not a former boy. I know that he doesn't wash negolata next to his bed. And in this yeshiva, that's the biggest avodah you can do. And as far as the girl is concerned, it doesn't mean anything. But in this yeshiva, that's an indication. In this yeshiva, let's say where everybody goes to mikveh at 4 o'clock in the morning before they daven, and this guy doesn't go to mikveh, that's a big chisaron. I have never seen him do anything else wrong, but the fact that he doesn't go to mikveh, he doesn't wash negolata the next day, that's enough of a sin. That's a symptom to indicate that he's rotten through and through. So tell us to the girl's father. Doesn't register by him. Nobody has. They're misnagging. They don't go to mikveh. He doesn't understand that in this, in the context of where this boy comes from, that's terrible. This kid is terrible. So the Chavetz Chaim writes, he thinks that you're even allowed to say lies about the boy. To be magdur to avlo. He thinks that you're even permitted to say that he's a mechal shabbos. You're allowed to say something that the father should understand what it means. Provided you have other conditions also. You might know that the father is not going to go back and tell the boy, otherwise it's just leave on the chila. It gives you a lot of trouble. But he suggests that in the case where you have to save someone from falling in, and with the information that you supply them, you know what that information means. That means something terrible. Let's say I tell them that this guy cheats on his tests. And they don't really understand what's so good about cheating on a test. But I know, I'm a big psychologist, and I know that cheating on tests, nobody's going to cheat on his wife, he's going to cheat, his business is going to cheat on the government, and income tax is going to cheat the rest of his life, he's going to be cheating, should be cheating. It's going to be terrible. And they don't understand that. They don't understand what that means. So then, but if I say he's Mechal Shabbos, that they will understand something. Maybe to tell them that the kid is a Mechal Shabbos. I committed to tell them in the language that they understand, even though it's not true.
Why can't we just explain what it means?
Because
you understand the significance that
she explained.
Well, you maybe don't.
He never took the prerequisite. He, I taught him the whole psychology. He didn't take the prerequisite course. And so you won't understand. If he has a few hours or 2 days, I'll explain the whole thing. If it's not enough, so if I find out, he thinks that maybe you're even allowed to be ma'amdol sa'avlo. Usually, when you say Lashon Hara the Torah, you're not permitted to be ma'amdol sa'avlo. That's why I want to tell you, don't marry the boy. Don't let your daughter marry the boys. I say, why not? They say, he's a very screwy guy. Don't marry. So that's enough. I just have to say, he's a very screwy guy. If I'm going to say, he's off the walls. He's done some crazy. But then the Chavetz Chaim said, that's ma'amdol sa'avlo. And I'll exaggerate the answer. That you're telling him already things that are unnecessary. Just to describe what the situation is with Tzarek, is Muslim.
Is it possible
also to
discuss with the divine
level? Only to the extent that it's necessary, yes.
Even say
yeah, yeah. You could just tell them, I don't think it's a good shidduch, so that's good enough. And if they won't listen to that, if the girl is so madly in love with the boy and you have to give the information, you have to say, what's wrong with the boy? So then if you think they're not going to listen anyway, they're going to get married anyway, so again you're not allowed to tell them. But if you think that they wait, they will listen. If you think they will listen, and you will save them from falling in on the shir by giving them a small amount of information, then tell them only the small amount of information. You don't have to tell everything. If it's not necessary, you shouldn't tell everything. Anyway, these are two different deals. One is Lashon Hara, it's a different person. One is Yosef Rach Obamech. There's a mitzvah here that many people don't fulfill. Yerei Samer Lekecha, Shitz HaSem Gesele, Yerei Samer Lekecha. It's a mitzvah to have Yerei Shaman. It's not a mitzvah chassidic. More the Kaliyah mitzvahs to have Yerei Shaman. Avaz HaShem, Yerei HaShem, two mitzvahs from the Torah. It's a rare commodity these days. Yerei HaShaman is a rare commodity. Bali Musa in Europe used to say, on the Pasuk in Novna, Tehi Yerei HaShaman, Yerei Mitzvahs HaNashim Ulumada. So we usually used to thinking of people do, the people daven mitzvahs hanashim ulumada. You wake up in the morning, you're half asleep, put on your tefillin, put on your talis, tefillin, you daven, half asleep, everything. But people do Yerei HaShamayim mitzvahs hanashim ulumada. That we never saw. A guy shuffles in the davening mitzvahs hanashim ulumada. He's half asleep, he's shuffling, he's on a gartel. But the guy should have Yerei HaShamayim mitzvahs hanashim ulumada. So one of the Bible verses point out, it's a pasuk. But to hear Yerei HaShamayim mitzvahs hanashim ulumada, that there were people years ago who did the acts of Yirah Shamayim, they put on an act of piety, they put on an act, but that was a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. You don't fulfill a mitzvah. Yirah Shamayim has to be, that's in the Chodesh Alvach. It's not a foolish thing. Lachisnus Achicha B'Ravech is one of the dinim in the Torah. One is not permitted to hate anybody. There's a mitzvah you have to the Rachach HaMarech, the very next pasuk. When is there a mitzvah listen also? Alam Esanecha Hashem Esna Yitzkanonecha Eskoitah. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. There's a mitzvah to hate those who are Mesanei Hashem. Mesisim and Medichim. People who are Abitursim, who try to get others to the Nitzvah and Averis. There's a mitzvah listen also. A person who's such a Rashi, a hardcore Rashi, is a mitzvah listen also. However, the Gemara says that this mitzvah listen also, it says, Lech Nishnas Achichadu Rabecha Hocheach Tochiach Esam Yisheva. So the passage sounds like it's speaking about a person who's doing an Averis, so it says, you're not allowed to hate him yet. Lech Nishnas Achichadu Rabecha, you're not allowed to hate him yet. First, give him Techacha. Hocheach Tochiach Esam Yisheva. And if you gave him Techacha, and he still doesn't listen, then there's no issue, and then it's even a mitzvah listen also.
In the blood, in the moral grounds today, they're holding on the blood drive between 1:30 p.m. and 7 o'clock for whoever didn't give yet. I know a lot of you did, but whoever didn't, please try to show up today.
So the Gemara points this out. When you see a Bala Veira, you're not permitted to hate him. First you give him Tachacha, and if he doesn't listen to the Tachacha, then you're permitted to be saying him. And then it's even a mitzvah listen also. Except the only hitch is the Pasuk point out that the Gemara says in Erechim, Rav Tarfon says that I wonder whether Bizman Hazeh, Bizdor Hazeh, is anybody who really knows how to give Tachacha. You have to be able to give Tachacha. To be able to, you have to know a little psychology to be able to give Tachacha. Some Pasuk give a different marshal. Let's say, I walk over to an American, and if I'm going to give Tachacha in Yiddish, if I stay to stand in, but I'm going to speak to him in Hebrew or in Yiddish. He doesn't understand what I'm talking about. Now she doesn't understand. So that's a mitzvah Tachacha. I didn't fulfill Tachacha. So even if I speak to you in English, we don't speak the same language. Now she likes to say, we don't speak the same language. She doesn't know what in the world I'm talking about. I tell him, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. You never heard of Shabbos, never heard of the Baruch, never heard of Tomas, never heard of Moshe Rabbeinu, never heard of anything. So how can we say that that's a Tachacha? So you can't say that we have to fulfill Tachacha. That's why many parts can say, the Sefer Chabad Chaim, you quote it. And it says, that this man Azeh, since Rav Tarfon is quoted in my thing, that he's not sure whether the Dor Azeh we have people who know how to give Tachacha. And if in the days of Rav Tarfon we didn't know how to give Tachacha, so in Islamic, this man Azeh, Koshkin, we don't know how to give Tachacha. It's hard to say that we still have this din, that after having given Tachacha, there's no longer an Israel Lesnoso, there's no longer an Israel Lesnoso, and it's even a mitzvah. It's an Echa Shem Esno, it's even a mitzvah Lesnoso. It's hard to have a heter sin of his man Azeh. We still have the Chiyuv HaHava, we have to the Racha Kamoicha. It's difficult to go love a Reform Rabbi, to go love a Jew who's a Balaver. That's what Allah says, a mitzvah to love all the Jews. This mitzvah, again, we have to rach kamarcha, is like COVID-19, it doesn't apply to everybody equally. It's a mitzvah to love your wife more than someone else's wife. It's a mitzvah to love my wife more than someone else's wife. It's a mitzvah to love my relatives more than other people. It's a mitzvah to love your shenim more than people who live far away. The mitzvah of ahava is also with different degrees. It's not b'shoga to everybody. You have to rach kamarcha, it's not exactly b'shoga.
Object
is rational or
emotional.
It's sort of a contradiction. The Torah
condemns you to
have an
emotion.
Your
emotion
is usually
the rest.
Yeah, but the Torah
doesn't.
It says that you're Avos Hashem. You've got to question. You've got yourself excuses. You know, you have to put yourself in the frame of mind. Yeah. One has to put himself in the frame of mind. How can one have Avos towards other Jews? A person has a natural feeling for Avos towards himself. That's normal. And then Rav Shimon Shkop writes in the Hamdamah to Shara Yashir, if a person has a very mitzvah outlook on life, so he feels, I am myself, that's all, no one else is part of me. If he has a little broader outlook on life, he feels that his wife and his family is also part of himself. He has a little broader outlook, he feels that all the people in his shir. He has even a little more broad outlook, all the people in YP. If one is even more open-minded, we'll even consider people in JFK. IBC, whatever. Other people may even include all the yeshiva. Other people may even include chassidim. Now he's making the move. Guns falling so. So that's what the current thing. You have to ask America. You should develop this in your mind to have this, the natural feeling that everybody loves yourself. That you don't have to work on. What you have to work on is that your ani should include all of Klal Yisrael. How can we have that tzaddikim suffer? Tzaddik mitzvah is Bavoy Mador. Tzaddik suffers for the generation. Mashiach is going to suffer for our sins. It says in Shai. He will suffer for all of our sins. The guy made a big mistake out of that. We don't hold that as such a big mistake, but it says so in the Rambam. It says so in the Shai. Mashiach is like, Tzaddik is mitzvah is Bavoy Mador. Why? Because the crew's having right. Why did Mei Yisrael suffer for the Yom HaSoilom? Why did he suffer for the Yom HaSoilom? Because in a certain sense, all of mankind is also one body. The part of the body suffers for the rest. But Klal Yisrael is more mature, more mature together than all of mankind is. But the Torah tells us, if you have Parachas Kamaycho, you should have this in mind, that all of Bnei Yisrael are one unit. The father is the one who 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 is the has an obligation of techacha. Alpha pishishiv ain't all the vinyan chinam. It's almost from yeshavad mitzvah techacha. Like he has the chiyuv techacha and all the members of his family, all the members of his city, all the people who are close to him. Some place to go to Taiwan and convince all the Jews in Taiwan that they should keep Shabbos with his own family. The people are close to him and he is Mukhiyyid. He has a Chiyuv Tachov.
Very
young
saying
mentioning
of Anar and Yishuv or Yishuv
Tariq as a Tariq Shinji Lashon. We have a lot of contradictions. The Gemara says, Yishtar Ha'ilam says that. It means that human beings don't say that. Plus, it says, Yishtar Ha'ilam Amor. It means that there's some kind of a Malach or has a. An overview. This is right over the overview. One Malach has an overview of the whole world. He sees everything in proper perspective. He says, he makes the statement. But anybody other than the Tzadik Rambam cannot say that pasuk because you see a lot of tzaddikim in the world. You see a lot of tzaddik Rambam and Rashi Tom. The Gemara says pasuk there, Tzadik Rambam Amorah, because he sees everything in proper perspective and he understands that there is no such thing as Tzadik Rambam and Rashi Tom. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the many Nevi'im. All the Nevi'im asked the Ribbono Shel Olam the same question. He can't understand how come Tzadik Rambam and Rashi Tom. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Reisa Sachorai Ufana Lo Yiro. So the Rambam writes in the Gemara Nevi'im that the Pshat is Reisa Sachorai. If the world of history will unfold, after everything will be all over, then looking in retrospect, looking back at all of history, you will understand that there was no such thing as Tzadik Rambam or Rashi Tom. In other words, if you have a proper perspective, we look only at one little part of the world, one little part of history, so we have discussion. If you look at all the history, the Baruch Shem says that there won't be any conflict. That's the Tzadik Rambam, look at everything. Ufan I lay row, look at it in advance, before all of history has unfolded, lay row, you won't be able to see that there's a terror and discussion. We don't have a terror. Tashas are Tashas, but Rav, you point to Tashas are Tashas. How can the Ribbono Shel Olam have caused that 6 million Jews should be killed in Europe? We don't know. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, we cannot understand it. The Yachmi Sayyamim, when all the history will unfold, then we'll be like a Tzad Ha'olam that will be able to say, well, reason Tzad Ignaz that there is no such thing as a Tzad of Rav or Rosh Hashanah. But like that, though, we see that there is a Tashas. Torah has the Dilem of Kilayim.
Does Tachaka require if the receiver is wrong,
explain
that it's wrong,
and
the
one
that
the Shulchan Aruch
that would have the same, that actually saying
that he did
something wrong, he didn't do the right thing.
Oh, that's better. That's better. There are two dinim tachachah. There's one dinim tachachah that is like Hashavas Avedah. We learned in Perek HaChayvo. There's a din of Avedas Mamayna, and Avedas Guf is a Kalachamra from Avedas Mamayna. But certainly, if a person is Toya Badera, it wasn't Achayza, it was in the Ruben, the end of the Ruben. That Hashavah's goof was a Kalachem from Hashavah's Mamayim.
Oh, yeah,
right. that is the mechuyev, that is mechuyev to be merapi. So the Ramban says the chiyuv to be, the reshus to be merapi is based on merapi rapi. The chiyuv to be merapi is based on the pasuk of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Gufa with Kavachemu from Hashavas Mumar. So the person is a bal aveira. So included in Hashavas Aveda is to be meishiv as Gufa, to straighten the poor guy out, to help him out that he should no longer be a bal aveira. And then the Achrayim point out, in Haskina, from Abshleim Eger, the truth, from Abshleim Eger, they point out, what do you need a din of Hachech, Hachech, Hassan, Yisrach? Isn't it really included? Is it always included in Hashavas Aved? So say, Nachanami, it would have been included, except there is no Chiyav Hashavas Aved to an Ofri. Or if the Abi Yisrael has a Mumma, din of an Ofri again, there's no Chiyav Hashavas Aved. But here, if the, let's say, I have a Jew who's so far gone, he's such a Baal Avera, that he's a Mumma, din of an Ofri. So there should have been no Chiyav Hashavas Aved. But there should be no chiyuv hachiyach tachiyach asam yisrach. So the Gemara, so the Torah says no. If he loses an aveda, you're not mechuyev to help him. If he's lost in the desert, you're not mechuyev to get him out. But to straighten him out on the, in the area of aveiros, if I can straighten that out, then hachiyach tachiyach asam yisrach. The chiyuv hachiyach is aveda does apply with respect to mitzvahs, with respect to aveiros and mitzvahs and midas and so on. That's what these posts can point out. So there's one din in hachiyach tachiyach that we are obligated to be measured with Aveira, to straighten out the Baal Aveira, in whatever method we can do it. By just showing him, by not saying anything, if by just putting on tefillin in front of him, he'll see the way to put on tefillin, he'll do it also. So that's better. Why should I make him feel bit? If I can get him to become a tzaddik in a different fashion, he's already good. But then the Gemara has another din on Achayach Tachiyah. The Gemara says in Erechim, there's a machloek v'samaroim ad heich ha-mitzvus techocha. How far am I mechiv to neuter the guy that he should stop doing Aveira? Erech and Daf Kazan has a whole figure of Achayach Tachiyach. So one opinion in the Gemara is Ad Kedei Hakor, one opinion is Ad Kedei Klol, and then there's a third opinion in the Gemara. I have to keep on pestering the fellow that he shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos and he shouldn't eat the Kedei Kuz, I think he's going to beat me up, I think he's going to start cursing me. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, what do I have to wait so far? What do I have to wait so long? I see that it's not going, so obviously it's not going to go. So why do I keep on pestering him to the point that he starts to beat me up? I should stop, I'm not getting anywhere, so I should stop. The Gemara should say, Hecha Mitzvus Tachacha, until you see that you're not getting anywhere. What does the Gemara say, Ad Kedei Hakor, Ad Kedei Klol? So it would appear from the Gemara that there's another chelek for the Mitzvah Tachacha. One chelek for the Mitzvah is to take the Rosh and convert him into a Tzaddik, as an expansion of the din of Hashavas Aved, Hashavas Gufa, the Kavach HaMakam Hashavas Mamayna. And then there's another aspect for the Mitzvah Tachacha, to make a Havgana, to have a demonstration. When someone's doing an Aveira, so he's supposed to demonstrate and protest it. You have to protest the fact that he's doing an Aveira, that it shouldn't have a negative effect on you, or it shouldn't, number one. And number two, that it shouldn't look as if you're being masking with him. I think that everything is okay, what he's doing is okay. So we have to protest it, that we should know that he's doing wrong. So the Gemara says, how far do you have to protest? What is the sheer protesting? The other mitzvah is already gone. I tried again to do the mitzvah. I try to get him to stop doing Aveira, to have this midas payment, and it doesn't work. But I still have to nudge him, I still have to protest, because there's another aspect of the mitzvah tochach. So the Gemara says, what's the shear? The shear for the first mitzvah we know. When you see it's not working, you're not going to accomplish anything. So you pop it from Hashavas Aveira. But what's the shear for this mitzvah? You can protest every day, all day and all night. Can we learn right? So the Gemara says, after they have caught, after they claw it, when they start to beat you up, and they start to curse you, so then you no longer will be able to protest. What happens, however, in the following case? I have a person who's doing an Aveira, is doing the Aveira B'Shege, and I know that if I will tell him not to do the Aveira, he won't listen. It's Baruretzli, it's Vadai, that he's going to continue doing the Aveira. Still, I should say I have the Mitzvah Tachacha to protest. I don't have the Mitzvah Tachacha to make the Tzaddik, to make the Rosh into a Tzaddik. I know he's not going to stop doing the Aveira. But I should still have the mitzvah tochacha to protest the fact that he's doing the aveira, that he shouldn't have a negative effect on me, and he shouldn't think that I'm masking, he shouldn't think that the religious Jews are masking with him, that it's mutter. So should I, in that case, should I protest? The Gemara says, no. Mutter shiyu shogigin v'lo yiyu nezidin. What does that mean? That you have here in this case a conflict between the first aspect of tochacha and the second aspect, because if the person is doing the aveira b'shege, and I'm going to tell him, he never heard of this whole thing, never heard of Shabbos, never heard of Kashrut, never heard of the whole thing. I'm going to tell him that's one of the mitzvahs Aveira, that you are doing an Aveira. So from now, and I know Bivada, he's not going to listen. So by my giving him Musar, I'm not going to accomplish to take a Russian and make him into a Tzaddik, so I care. I'll take a Tzaddik and make him into a Russian. I take a fellow who's doing an Aveira B'Shege, and now he's going to continue, I know Bivada is going to continue to do the Aveira. I know in my mind that there's no chance he's going to listen. So I'm going to convert him from a Baal Aveira B'Shege into a Baal Aveira B'Mezim. So then the Gemara says, no, mutar shiyu shogigin v'lo yiyu lezidin. In this case, since there's a conflict, there's a theory between the first aspect of Tachacha and the second aspect of Tachacha, because the first aspect of Tachacha, namely to convert a Rosh into a Tzaddik, dictates over here I should not give Tachacha. If I give Tachacha to him, I'll be converting a Tzaddik into a Rosh. He's going to now do the Aver Mikana Lahab of Amazin instead of Abkhan doing the Bishagin, now give Amazin. So here there's a conflict between the first aspect of Tachacha, which dictates to me that I should not give Musa, I should not make him into a bigger Rosh. And the second aspect of Tachacha requires that we should have required of me that I should protest the Aveira. So here the Gemara says, we are madit the first chaluk in the mitzvah over the second whenever there's a contradiction. But the first can say that only applies when he's really doing the Aveira b'shege. What happens if it's an Aveira that's mefurish in the Torah? Says mefurish in the Torah. He's doing it. What does he say about washing, never washing next to your bed? He can say the guy doesn't know. So he's doing Aveira b'shege because he doesn't want to wash next to his bed. He walks all around us before he washes his bed. But something that's written in the Torah, how can you say that he's doing a b'shege? So then, we shouldn't have a flaw that this Gemara, the Gemara in Beitza, the Aflamit says, Mutav Shiyishogim, the Lehi Mizik, only applies to a Dinder Abonon, the Gemara says, or even a Dinder Aisa, the Gemara says, like Tosefos Yom Kippurin, that's not Mefurish Bikra. But what if it's a real Dinder Aisa that's Mefurish Bikra? So you can't say, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Rabbah, you can't say that he's doing a b'shege. Everybody knows the Chumash. Look with the Rabbah. The Abonon is doing it the Nezah. What are you talking about? So since he's doing it the Nezah, then Kavako, so I have the requirement to have the Mitzvah of Tachacha, that you don't say Mutav Shiyishogim, you don't even I have the Mitzvah that I should protest. Yeah, the sign is this is maybe good years ago and to some people. Whatever is written in the Torah they know. But man is there, you go to people, they don't know anything. You go to people in America. More than well over half of the Jews in America never heard of anything from it. Never heard of Taras HaMishpacha, they never heard of Shabbat, never heard of Kaf, never heard of anything. I think that these are Hasidishim in Hakam or something. Never heard of the Purim and Hashemayim, that they have to do this and they're not allowed to do